all of the conversations we had early on, one of the first absolutes was that we had to get across the bridge and connect to Tampa.
The Florida Department of Transportation bridge project may start in the next few years, and Clowen says the agency is making sure the department is leaving room for public transit.
We're communicating regularly and actively with Florida DOT on that project to make sure that whatever transit infrastructure is going to be included on that bridge, that our input into that particular goal is established. So that's developing as time passes. In fact, that'll be the first segment of our particular system if it actually happens that way.
The Pinellas Transit Authority is in the early stages of its alternatives analysis, a process that studies the best possible transit methods and where they should go. It's a necessary step in receiving federal New START funds. The Hillsborough Area Regional Transit Authority is in the final stages of its study, and Clowen said the bridge project is causing Pinellas to jumpstart theirs.
The idea being that's 5 years down the road, and there's actually going to be structure, and we need to figure out what sort of rail interface has to be included there. So obviously the folks here that work on this team actually said, well, we need to advance this thing and be more aggressive so that we're prepared for that.
He said among the transit methods the agency is studying are express bus, commuter rail, bus rapid transit, and light rail, which is so far the favored option. The study area forms a Y shape linking downtown St. Pete to the Gateway area as well as Clearwater. North-south corridor options in St. Pete include I-275 as well as 4th and 28th Streets. Pinellas Suncoast Transit Authority Board Chair R.B. Johnson, who is also mayor of Indian Rocks Beach, said there's another key factor the agency is considering as it conducts the study.
The other major element that's important for us, above and beyond getting around Pinellas County, is having our residents, our citizens, our visitors be able to get around the entire Tampa Bay area, because we look at this whole area as one big community.
He said one thing keeping the two counties' transit agencies from working together is the large body of water situated between the two.
We need to quit looking at it like an ocean and start looking at it like a river, because right now it seems to be this impassable barrier that you practically, you know, it takes forever to get across. And if you imagine that if the two counties were smack up against each other, and it was more like the Hillsborough River in between rather than old Tampa Bay, we wouldn't be, I mean, we'd probably be discussing this in totally different terms.
In the past year, a federally funded high-speed rail project linking Tampa to Orlando has kicked talk of connectivity into high gear. Yet with new Governor Rick Scott's apparent skepticism of the project, it may end up on the chopping block. Still, said Johnson, transit agencies region-wide should keep the idea of connectivity front and center when considering new projects.
But even if for some reason the high-speed rail does not come to fruition, we still want to have our residents be able to get over and connect to whatever system is over there. And, you know, it may not be rail that we start off with over here, maybe bus rapid transit, but we still would like to get across new Howard Franklin Bridge and have dedicated lanes or use potentially the shoulders.
Johnson said that while the counties need to take a regional approach, transit agencies should also keep in mind their differences. He said Hillsborough County has 4 municipalities and several unincorporated areas, while Pinellas County comprises 24 cities and towns.
So it's not so much a central city like Tampa surrounded by suburbs for all intents and purposes. It functions, Pinellas County, especially in the southern section, is one large, dense city-type population.
One thing the two counties have in common when it comes to transit is the question of funding. One option to fund projects like rail would be to raise ad valorem taxes, an idea not likely to be popular with voters. Another is to up the sales tax, a proposal Hillsborough rejected last November. PSTA board member Jeff Danner said such a measure would most likely not make it onto the ballot until at least spring of 2012. HART CEO David Armijo said a starter line on existing right-of-way between downtown Tampa and the airport may be key in winning support for future transit initiatives throughout Tampa Bay.
Every major agency in the country that has got a substantial rail project today, and I'll use examples of Houston, Dallas, and Denver, specifically Dallas and Denver, and Salt Lake City, all those started with a demonstration line in which they funded it themselves.
HART board member Mark Sharp, also a Hillsborough County commissioner, said the test line might accomplish what the transit referendum supporters did not.
I love the idea of jointly working together on projects. I think demonstration lines and demonstration projects would be very successful. We've got to show people that how transit works and how it can be effective and change their lives. And having stepped out with a plan, obviously at a political time when it was very challenging for anything that involved the tax to pass.